we are out of closed session and we're going to resume the board meeting. I move that we hire a real estate lawyer to look at the assurances, to look at the issues with the property that the Alpine City owns. And we, assuming there are none, we submit an offer up to $780.
Oh, did you just, second. I was waiting for you to say something else.
Does it need to be separate?
Well, they're kind of, they could be mutually exclusive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's break them up into two things.
Motion to hire a real estate lawyer to look into the property.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Second motion, assuming there are no restrictions, I move that we submit an offer up to $780 to the city.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
$780,000.
Aye.
Okay. All right.
Should you do another one for that? Just have to be
yes.
Yeah.
Good mind.
Okay.
Are you not wanting to?
Do I have to do all these? Wait, do I have to do a third one for that? Or do
yes.
We wait?
I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
assuming there are no restrictions and that offer is accepted, I move that we
accept an offer,
a potential offer for the Cuyahoga property.
That was the letter.
Second.
For $1 million.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Nay.
Stephanie says nay. Okay. I move that we close the
Can
board.
Can I make
a
substitute or a different motion? That we wait and close on the other property first before we accept anything else.
I still don't understand that fully, but.
I mean, I think you can accept one and change and just stagger the closing dates, right? Like,
sure, we could do that, but.
I mean, you just don't want to have the potential buyer thinking, you know, they weren't interested.
Right.
No. We would talk to the buyer and let them know this is where we are.
I don't think her motion has a date
for
restriction.
Yeah, you don't have a date.
So I don't think it. If we accept this offer, I don't think the motion didn't say we have to move on this right at closing or before or after.
But they would have a closing date for us.
There are
I,
not a closing date.
Right.
Proposed closing date.
The letter of intent or the offer.
I don't know if we need to vote on that, but I think we can just discuss it real quick and just decide what we want to do. It sounds like, yeah, we'll put the closing date for this purchase.
Earlier.
March 15th.
March 15th.
Closes.
That one, March 16th.
Then we do that.
Yeah. Yeah, not closing at the same time.
Yeah,
that's
I
my understanding too.
Set a timeline, like in what order it was just, they're all three there. Technically, the way they were written.
Three separate.
You just wrote them, they could go in any of those orders for your
mm-hmm.
I think we move as fast as we can. The main one is this lawyer to look into things, and then the city just needs mid-March, they said they need 14 days to post it publicly, and then the buyer of that one is
end
as soon
March.
As possible, so it's just whatever, a day after that one. Does that satisfy what you have in mind? So
yes.
You want it like a week?
Separate.
Yeah,
separate.
But a day is fine.
Not simultaneously,
yeah.
Just separate.
Yeah.
Separate.
Okay.
Separate. I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah. And I think the way they record it.
Yeah, because it was sequential.
Well, and they none of them list specific dates. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I move that we adjourn the board meeting.
Second.
We are out.